Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. A little bit later in the show, Scott Kapur will be joining us. This is his final appearance on the Sarah and Vinny show for this, vacation that he's been on here in the States.
No, he lives here in the States.
Oh,
he's
yeah. Oh, that's
on
right.
Vacation
that's right. Oh, my
when
God.
He goes to England.
That's right. God, I had that backwards. What was I thinking?
You were just about to get testy right. with me, weren't you?
No, I didn't. I realized that I had it. I questioned it even as
fight.
I said it.
I'm just trying to save your boy.
No, Vinny even as correct. I said it, I thought, is that the right way?
Do you have a list of where he's playing?
Probably over here somewhere.
All
I know
right,
he's
maybe
got
I'll
some final,
another one for when he
final
comes
shows.
In.
We're going to start with Maroon 5. Oh. They have the halftime show at the Super Bowl, everybody. The rumor is Cardi B will be joining them, you know, for girls like you.
All right. Like me. They have so many good songs that I think it's a good call.
Oh, it'll be great. And I love how, you know, they only have a few minutes at the Super Bowl, and they wind up doing big medleys of all their killer songs. So they've got the halftime show, but they're far from the only act performing at the Super Bowl festivities, Super Bowl 2019. Is this 52?
I don't know, 53? Because how long? I always judge
I
it by
say three.
When it was here.
Right.
So, yeah, 53.
So, there's going to be a three-day festival leading up to game day in Atlanta. They're calling it the Bud Light Super Bowl Music Festival, Thursday through Saturday. Of course, the game takes place on Sunday the 3rd. Day one is Ludacris, Migos, Lil Yachty, and a DJ set by Lil Jon. Aerosmith is headlining day two, and Bruno Mars and Cardi B are teaming up to headline day three. So they're going to do a full-on three-day lead-in.
Good for them.
Yeah. No word on any other acts, but a festival. The festival will also feature appearances by celebrities and athletes, which makes sense. You know, everybody's in town for that.
Yeah.
So tickets are going on sale tomorrow. You can go to RadioAlice.com. I'm sure we'll have a link up for that.
Yeah, and I think, what do they call it? What are they calling? It's called a festival?
The Bud Light Super Bowl Music Festival.
I think we're going to do something. Remember how we do the one night before type
Yeah, the
of
night
thing?
Before. Right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We'll be doing something with that.
So
up.
Is this the first time that they've done just a full-on festival? I mean, usually there's tons of stuff to do in town leading up to it.
Yeah, there's been the shows that Michael's put on.
Yeah, so that's the one night before. So the titles sound like they're different.
Right, but it sounds like that they went, oh, that's a really good idea. Let's take
Thank
that.
Thank you, Michael Martin, for your idea, sir.
I'm not surprised. Look, the trippy thing about Atlanta is that they had a decent stadium and they went and got a new one.
Oh.
Less than that stadium, I'm sure someone's going to look it up and find it for me, but I think it was 20 years old at the most, which is not old.
No.
I mean, a stadium should last 50 years. If
look
not
at the Coliseum,
longer.
For God's sake.
Yeah.
So they went and got.
Thousands of years.
They went and got a brand new stadium, and it's that Home Depot guy.
Oh.
It's Big Daddy Warbucks over there. What's Arthur Blank, I think his name is.
Yeah, right. You said Blank. The
He's the owner of the Falcons, and he got a Mercedes-Benz tie-in, and the stadium is spectacular.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah, it's spectacular.
Is that the one that's all like crazy angles and stuff? And,
exactly
yeah, that's
right.
a good-looking stadium.
Yeah.
What'd they do with the old one? Tear it down?
I guess, yeah.
Maybe that's where they're going to have the festival.
And you know what's even weirder about Atlanta is they call that town very transient.
Oh.
It's like a big traveler's hub.
Mm-hmm.
It's an air... That hub, I can't think of the airport name, but that's a major airport hub.
Yeah, a lot of flights change there.
But they have trouble selling out stadiums for baseball and stuff because even though the Braves have been around forever, they've got very transient...
It's funny because I think about it, and I know a ton of people who spent at least some time in Atlanta.
My aunt, both my aunts that lived here forever... Moved there because they could buy palaces.
That's what I was going to say. It's affordable.
For half the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I told you, I've been there a few times for radio conferences. and Lewis Kaplan was living there.
Oh,
and I went over to his house for dinner. And
you did?
Yeah.
Ah.
And his house was a beautiful, several floors, green everywhere, brick, a lot of brick.
Nice.
It was gorgeous, and you know, not Bay Area prices even back then.
Right.
It's called the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta
International
Airport.
A hub for a lot of places.
Well, they're doing a three-day music festival, and I'm sure that hub will be able to handle all the incoming flights that they'll be having. We talk a lot about divorces on this show. There's always something going on, some terrible settlement that's happening, being settled on one person or another, and prenups, and you know, marriages, divorce, all of it. And, you know, lots of times these people who were so in love, like the Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie thing is a perfect example. I mean, they were together for years and they get married and shortly afterward they divorce. And that has gotten super contentious. Everybody, as much as they loved each other, they hate each other tenfold. They just can't bear the thought of the other person and want that other person to have nothing and no contact with the children. And blah, 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 blah. So here's a nice example of something that isn't acrimonious. Chris Pratt and Anna Faris. They were together for a long time. They have a kid who's, I don't know, six or so.
Chris Pratt is the guy in
Guardians
of the Galaxy.
And
right.
The new Jurassic Park movies too, right? Isn't that him?
Yes.
And he was originally on Parks and Rec.
Right.
That's the first time
Andy,
I ever saw him.
I think possibly was his name.
And Anna Faris has a show called Mom.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
does well,
like
doesn't it?
It does.
She actually has a pretty successful podcast, too.
Yeah, and it's called something that you were talking about yesterday, and I thought I recognized it. There was a movie coming out, and I thought, oh, that's the name of her podcast.
Oh.
Nothing to do with each other.
Oh, one really?
Word. Yeah. Undisturbed.
Look that up and see if you can figure it out. Anyway, Anna Faris and Chris Pratt, they broke up a while ago.
Unqualified. Yeah.
With Anna Faris. They have now settled their divorce, and they're taking the whole co-parenting thing really seriously, and they're being cool about it. Like, they actually do seem to be friendly. Seems like the other friendly divorce is the Gwyneth Paltrow, Chris Martin one. That one seems to continue to go well.
Uh-huh.
Their conscious uncoupling.
You know what scares me about that? There are people who always seem to be able to break up and stay on good terms. And I've never mastered that, ever. It's never gone well. Breakups have never been like, oh, and we stayed friends. And we still talk.
Oh,
things are good.
Oh.
Oh, we should, you know, yeah, we still see each other. That's never happened for me. So as you think about these divorces, if there's ever been a reason why I've sort of thought marriage can't possibly be for me is like, man, breakups have never been one where I found myself. Not that I've gone out of my way to be. It's usually them aimed at me,
right?
For my failings.
You've been so awful that they're totally.
I don't know about awful. I've just sort of been selfish. I think that's probably more like it. But yikes!
Yeah,
I'm guessing the people who do that have been able to do that.
Right. But this isn't the first successful
breakup
that they've had.
It's a running theme for them that they have.
They don't go ugly. That's a real talent because it's easy to go ugly. It's easy for, and when one person does it, then it opens the door for the other person and it just becomes a fight to see who can be the most hurtful and the most ugly. Like you say things just to hurt the person.
Yeah.
And that's just, it's not healthy, but that is, it's a thing.
The way.
It stems from hurt though.
Yes, of course it does. You've hurt me. I'm going to hurt you back.
Uh-huh.
Deeper.
So Chris Pratt and Anna Faris, it looks like they've settled the thing.
Good
and
for them that
they've
been
agreed.
Able to do that.
There's some really kind of cool little stipulations in here because they've got this little boy that they obviously both love. They've agreed to live within 5 miles of each other until he finishes at least sixth grade. So that's about another 5 years.
All right.
They are sharing physical custody, and they've agreed to be flexible depending upon each other's respective work schedules. Her doing a sitcom, she must have actually a fairly normal-style schedule.
Sure.
Yeah. Probably long hours, but that's
going to the same place every day.
Right.
Right.
And probably weekends off, and probably a place where the kid can come with her and be looked after if she does need to take him to set.
The long hours often aren't actually spent
working
in a scene. You're just actually on the set waiting for the
for
scene
your
to
time
be
to go
okay,
in.
Right?
Right. So I suppose if you had a nanny with you and you had a trailer, you'd hang out with your kid all day.
Let me go say words. I'll be back in 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go practice some words. So they're agreeing to be flexible. They're going to live within 5 miles of each other. They both waived their rights to spousal and child support. They do have a prenup, though, so any financial issues would be covered in that. And they're, you know, putting their money where their mouth is. Here's a picture of them at Halloween, so just last week. And they're there with their new boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, nice.
As they're walking down the street.
Hey, is he dating a Schwarzenegger?
He is. He's dating Katherine Schwarzenegger. She's dating a guy named Michael Barrett. I don't know what his deal is or who he is. But here's a picture of the five of them, the two couples and the little boy who is just dressed like a ninja. Is that a ninja outfit?
Yes.
Yes.
And they're all dressed up. They all look like they've gone for it, you know?
Boy.
Look how happy and pleasant everyone looks.
Well, sure, except the new boyfriend.
What's wrong
is
with him?
Is not nearly as strapping as the husband is.
No.
Michael Barrett is an American cinematographer, best known for his work on Kiss Kiss Bang Bang and Tet.
Oh. Well, so she, you know, found a dude in the industry and she likes him and, you know.
Look at how, look at how skinny her legs are.
I did look. She's actually frighteningly thin.
Those are chicken legs.
Yeah.
I say that as someone who knows stuff about chicken legs. Mm.
Yeah, there's. I've seen pictures of her where I thought to myself, "Oh boy, that's a." And I think she's even talked about that. Like people will call her anorexic, and she's defensive about it. Like it bums her out.
Yeah. Someone says that Chris Pratt's brother is a Solano County sheriff.
Oh.
Well, hello, sir.
Hello, Solano County Sheriff's Department. This one, Yuzi and I had a little discussion about this, whether or not I can say this, and she says I can, so I'm going to go for it.
get your finger ready, Bryn, just in case.
Just in case.
All right.
I'll mostly allude to it. I mean, I sort of just want to say her quote, though. It's just so funny. So maybe I'll do that, and you can dump me if you feel like it's too much. You guys get to decide. People Magazine does the Sexiest Man Alive, and they just announced that their sexiest this year is Idris Elba. Uh-huh. But as part of their coverage, Nick Offerman, who is...
He's Parks and Rec.
He's Parks and Rec. Is he also Community?
Oh, I don't think so.
And he's got a show right now with Amy Poehler about making things. I can't remember what the... It was like a handcraft costume contest kind of show.
He's on those commercials, Vinny. It's sort of for a service that they say is for people that swingers, but it's actually... There's a different word.
Oh.
Darn, but he's so funny on the commercials.
I can see it, and I can't think of the name either.
Okay,
saying it's a sex service?
No. Oh. And you know what? I think he's doing the ad with Megan Mullally, isn't
That's
he?
That's his wife, and she's the one that this story's about.
Yes.
That's his wife?
In real life, yeah.
I think that's who's in the ad with him, though, but I can't think of the thing they're advertising.
Oh, my God.
Her name is
him.
Karen on Will and Grace. Is that her name?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they're married in real life. And so she, I guess People Magazine contacted her because he's part of their Sexiest Man Alive issue. And to say, hey, you know, he's your husband. What is so sexy about him? And she says, well, my nickname for him is Goliath Johnson. So... I thought, oh,
I like it.
Well, and she...
I don't get it.
Not that she needed to, but she did explain it.
Oh.
He has a big one. Sick brag, am I right? In terms of just raw sexuality, the way that man maintains his back hair is not to be believed. It is professional level.
Ah.
You mean that he keeps it?
It sounds
as
like
opposed to
he
trimming
maintains it.
It,
right. Well, I think she's trying to be funny, but... I loved the Goliath Johnson thing.
Yeah,
that was really funny.
So the commercial he does is Sling.
Sling?
Yeah.
The TV?
It's a service. Sling is a
TV service.
A TV service.
Right.
And so when they try to talk people to come into their house, people think they're saying swing.
Oh.
And they're really saying sling.
Well, but they're also dressed in 70s getup, and they're hitting on a couple next, like a nicely dressed couple next to them at a table in a restaurant, and they're a mess. So it's cute and funny. You haven't seen those, huh? Oh, they're very funny.
No.
I didn't know those two were married, though.
Yeah.
And now I know the guy has a giant one. So thanks for adding that to the story as well.
Goliath Johnson.
Good.
They're just like a couple I want to hang out with. They seem so fun. Let's go on a double date.
I love her. Mm-hmm. That character on Will and Grace was like the reason I watched that Jack and Karen.
It's still on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it since it's come back. Have you watched it since it's come back? People love it.
I have not.
People are excited. They love them some Will and Grace.
Yeah, renewed again.
I always loved Frasier from Cheers because I was a big Cheers fan. And I even watched Frasier in the beginning. It got ridiculous with the Niles and the...
It
got to be too much for me and I fell off. But I really liked that character in the show. They're talking about redoing that show.
Oh.
And I actually think it might be something people want to see.
Sure.
Frasier's been a character on TV for the entire or most of the run of Cheers and whatever the run, did it have a 12-year run itself?
It went a long time.
I don't think so,
at least 10 years, it feels like.
Yeah.
So if they relaunch that as radio people move cities, it would be certainly easy for him to have taken a new job in, insert New York or wherever.
Right.
Because that was in Seattle.
Frasier ran from 93 to 2004.
Oh, yeah, that's a, you know, it's funny. I don't love all the remakes, and yet each one that comes up, I'm like, oh, I can see why people, oh, yeah, I can see the people.
Well, Roseanne
like that.
Was such a hit that I see why, and I guess Will and Grace is a hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There was a Jack White concert in Edmonton. Is that Ontario?
Yes.
In Canada. There was a Canadian Jack White concert.
Jack White. Have you ever seen him live?
I've never seen him live.
Have you ever seen videos of him live?
I have.
He gives it all he has.
He does. He is definitely, I really like him.
I'll never forget, though, the quote from, is it Liam or Noel Gallagher? One of them said, he's like a vampire on donuts. And I just went, oh, that's mean. That's mean, and I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
He's just a little chubby and a little goth.
Mm.
And there he
goth does work best on skinny. I hate to say it, but it's, you know. It's in his teeth,
it's
too.
Awful. Like, he got it perfect.
Once in a while, I Google pictures of images of Jack White's teeth just to make myself happy.
Because they're baby teeth?
They're so small.
Yeah.
Is that why he never smiles?
I don't know.
When he does smile,
he
covers his teeth.
Mm.
It's like the gums go down way too far or something. Just only the little nubs stick out. It's adorable. Anyway, so he's doing this concert in Canada, and there's a Canadian woman named Allison McElvore, and she made the news this week because she was kissing her girlfriend at the show, and an usher came over and said, "That's enough of that, eh? We don't go for that here." She says, "Some staff member came in between us and said, 'This is not allowed here.' It was very violating and invasive." Allison went on to say, "The biggest struggle for me is I've never told social media that I'm gay. This was the first time I actually announced to the world that I was gay." So Jack found out about this, and he was not happy.
He was furious.
He was not happy. He posted a picture of two women kissing at a Beatles concert in 1964, and he said, "It's 2018 now, and two people expressing affection shouldn't have to hide. The news that two women were stopped from kissing during my show in Edmonton really disappointed me. Let's promote love and acceptance wherever and whenever we can." He also said he dedicated a song to Allison and her girlfriend at his next show in Calgary. But it is sort of funny to think that someone walked up to two people kissing and we can't have that here.
Well, that's some person's agenda, though, right?
That's what it sounds like, Ben. I can't imagine that was the actual stance that the stadium took. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I have a little more info on that club shooting, which that'll only take a second, and then I'll get to all kinds of great nonsense, including cuddling parties.
Oh, I love cuddling.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7:37, and it's Thursday. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll be visited by Scott Capurro, his final appearance here before he goes on vacation.
He was so great at the live Secret show.
Oh, my God, I know.
Talk about crushing.
I know. 10 minutes of excellence.
Sharp, like on it.
Cutting, like a piece of glass.
Yep, so good.
That is on the podcast, correct?
Yep, all
so,
left in.
Yeah, that's the 10-minute opening bit. 10 minutes, 15 minutes? How long did he go?
Yeah, just about that.
Yeah. Somewhere in that range.
We didn't have a timer. I'm not sure if anybody gave him the light.
Yuzi was giving him the light.
Did she give him a light?
Yeah, I saw her flashing him.
Well, yeah, he killed it.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, he's going to be stopping by, and he's got a show, let's see, Friday the 9th at 19 Broadway in Fairfax and at the Armstrong Brewing Company in South San Francisco this coming Saturday.
He's got quite the thing going for himself. He's here at home.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, does his live shows and rakes in the money, and then he gets right on vacation.
Yeah, then he just goes to Europe to see what's going
Fantastic
on there.
Fantastic life.
He was on.
What a jet setter.
Last week, and I forgot what the show is. We'll have to ask him. It was in Alameda. He was helping his friend promote something to do with films or something. So he was on KCBS. He was on Channel 2. And he was on NBC Bay Area last week.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
He's great on TV.
He really is.
He really does have like a really unique look, and he's mm-hmm. very calm and always has some snappy thing to say.
Yep.
Yeah. Scott Kapur, everybody. He'll be joining us at 8.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by the Bay Club, where every day is a getaway. Learn more and plan your visit at bayclubhappy.com. Here's what's happening. All right, so unfortunately, I'll begin with an update on the shooting in Thousand Oaks at Borderline Bar and Grill. Thousand Oaks is north and west of L.A., if you look at it on a map.
Mm-hmm.
It was college night at this country bar where there was line dancing and obviously drinks and pool tables, and I guess the place
people just having a good time.
Pretty big. There were people from colleges such as Pepperdine, Moore Park, Cal State, Channel Islands, and a few others, actually, because one of the ones has called California Lutheran University has canceled classes following the shooting. Anyway, the gunman there killed 12 people. The gunman was also found dead. So if you hear reports of 13, I believe they're including him as one of the dead.
But he wasn't one of the victims.
No, I don't. Right. That's why I've been saying 12, because he did that. And he is Ian Long, and he's a Marine. And they're currently, and when I say they, the police are currently pouring through this dude's house.
Mm.
So they're, we always wonder why, but I don't know that there would ever be a worthwhile why.
No.
There
is no why.
Excuse.
Mental illness.
So, anyway, I'll bring you more info as I get it, but they now know who it is, and they're now in his house trying to figure out the why. Ruth Bader Ginsburg had a fall. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell last night and is currently in hospital. She's 85. It looks like she fractured 3 ribs, and I can tell you, I've had a rib injury. That hurts like a you-know-what. Mm.
And for a long time.
So...
Get well soon, Ruth.
I saw this story and I didn't know what to think of it. So I shouldn't be judgy.
Okay. We all are judgy, though. I mean, even
we
if you
do
don't
have
say
our moments
loud,
where we have to talk ourselves off it for sure.
Sure.
A cuddle party. Get out of here.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Where's Hooman when you need him? He'd totally love a cuddle party.
They're calling
I'm
this San Francisco.
Are you like cuddle parties too?
Well, I don't know. I never had a party for cuddling, but I love cuddling.
It would be weird to invite someone to your house for a cuddle party. Like, hey, I'm having a cuddle party.
I thought the whole point of snuggling up is with someone that you like, that you care about.
Well,
not
I have a lot
a random
of people I like
snuggle.
And care about. You know, I just don't necessarily want to snuggle with them.
And I would think, I'm assuming that. You know, they're trying to make this a safe, comfortable place where people can cuddle.
Mm-hmm.
But boys have reactions to closeness.
Yeah.
They're not
in it for the cuddling.
Well, I'm not saying they're going to these things for trouble, but they're not always in control of what feels really good to them.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
You back in and, you know, push back or readjust too many times,
there's
you're
movement.
Gonna get a reaction.
Nestle in there.
That's just the way that's
going
to work.
Maybe they make the men wear, you know, special underpants that keep them clamped down or something.
Aww. Like a pillow there or something.
The story I'm reading
is
from yesterday, but it's about these cuddle parties. This one costs $36, which covers 4 hours of cuddling at a secret location in San Francisco's Richmond neighborhood.
Oh, hey. Right here in town.
Yeah.
My hood.
And they, so you just go in and everyone just cuddles together?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
They were instructed, this person, I guess it's the writer of the article, I was instructed to eat beforehand, bring water and soft, fluffy things to enhance the experience, wear comfy clothes such as pajamas.
Mm.
This person writes, pajamas are a little too intimate for me. Which would be for me as well. We just got done talking about it. I don't wear underwear with pajama bottoms. That's right. The whole point is to be completely free flowing.
Mm-hmm.
You'd get a goose.
Yeah. Well, even in sweatpants, which are the next step up, you'd get a goose.
You'd get a goose.
I mean, unless we ace bandage the thing into, you know, I mean, do like a hardcore rap.
The person says they knocked on the door at the Cuddle Castle and they were greeted by a person. A bearded man who looked to be in his 40s, had a wrestler's physique, and was wearing fuzzy Cookie Monster onesie.
Oh.
Hello, he says warmly. Would you like a hug? The writer goes, I say yes. I figure it's a good place to start. I love it. It's so funny to be like, all right, well, I'm here to cuddle.
How do I turn you down at the doorway, right?
Right. Anyway, this thing goes on to report that this is something that people are doing now. And
how many people were there, does he say? And is it a man writer?
The idea.
Yeah, I was wondering that too.
Oh, let me see. No, Annie.
Oh, all right.
It's a lady. Anyway, these have been going on for a while now, but the idea is to create a safe space for people to experience non-sexual touch, practice boundaries, and feel more comfortable expressing consent.
Hmm. That's interesting.
The belief is that touching, and I do believe this too, is essential. A physical biological contact and social need.
Yep.
It's often difficult to find without an intimate relationship. So maybe that's the other thing, is if you're not in a relationship,
people, you
find yourself having a possibility to get much needed
touch affection.
Time.
Yeah, it can be very nice to be held and cuddled.
Here's a picture of the cuddling.
And this person, Annie, is saying it was what it as advertised. It was non-sexual, and
there's a picture of it. So you can look this up. It's a neat little article, but I found it just humorous.
Well, they're all just sort of, they're not all over each other. They're seated in different ways. They have all kinds of little things where, like a roller for your back, and everyone's sort of leaning onto each other, and one lady's laying in the middle, and people are just like, this lady touching her foot, and someone else reaching out and touching her neck.
We are genetically coded to be pack animals. And I do agree with that. As we isolate ourselves and we get frustrated with the difficulties of the world, we start to pull back, mm-hmm. and we find ourselves way worse for it.
Mm.
Way worse.
Mm-hmm.
Your hands up, Sarah.
I'm looking at this picture that you've handed me, mm-hmm. and it's a, you know, it looks like a high-rise apartment. I'm seeing only white people. The guy in the back here, is he laying face down on top of someone else who's laying face down? Can you make that out? Like, just putting the full weight, like, I actually love the weight of...
Yes, there is another person under that person.
That person is squashing that.
Yep.
Like that is that we are talking hot dog bun situation if anything arises.
So I'm reading a lot about it right here, and there's actually a website dedicated to it. It's called cuddleparty.com.
And is it just here, or are these cuddle parties happening everywhere?
I clicked on the link that says find the next cuddle party, and there's one coming up on November 15th in San Francisco. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, and there are a lot of them.
Seems
they have like daytime ones. Did you see the queer one?
Yeah, there's a queer one.
Yeah.
Oh.
November queer cuddle
party. It's a thing, everybody.
510 says, I go to cuddle parties every month. It's normal to get aroused and be attracted to someone. You're cuddling, but there are rules to keep it non-sexual.
Oh.
You don't act on it. Someone else says, we have cuddle parties in San Francisco all the time.
It is, I mean, it is kind of sweet. It's the jaded jerk in me that's like, that's lame, you know? If I needed that, maybe, you know, I'm like, oh, my first instinct is, oh. But if you needed to be touched, that would be a lovely way to do it.
Yeah, if you don't mind being touched by a stranger.
Right.
Which I don't want to be, but that's cool. Whatever.
Yeah. There's some face touching happening in this, too. I don't know.
Well, but that's nice, too. I mean, we have so many walls built up around our personal space.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of them. I have all kind of you know.
If you even get near him, it's almost like there's an electrical charge coming off him to just get you away.
Well, I choose.
That electrocutes you when you get near him.
You know, to not sort of be. And one of the reasons we're finding out more and more is the way people are in the workplace can be. You can cross lines without realizing it, or you're just crossing lines.
And not caring.
And that's not right. I don't feel good about that. So there's something to keeping yourself to yourself, you know?
Keep your hands to yourself.
But I can't see myself going to one of these parties, but I absolutely believe that people need to be hugged on.
I know.
And touched.
Physical contact is huge. And even like, you ever someone who doesn't want a hug and get away from me, and then you get them into a hug and they just melt.
Oh, melt right into your
arms. Oh, I needed that. Oh.
Physical. It's so funny. John and I say it all the time. We're always like, I need physical contact. I want to be squished.
Here's top 10 simple tasks that get harder as you age. They include the things that where you groan. You know the groans you make.
Getting up from chairs, getting
picking
up out of bed.
Things up off the floor.
Right.
Opening jars and packaging. Getting
up
and down the stairs. Shoes is on the list. Putting your shoes on and taking them off. Driving, using modern technology. Walking long distances. Standing up out of a chair. Getting in and out of the bathtub. And household chores are all simple tasks that get older as you age.
So enjoy them while you can still do them.
I guess.
Get your chores done. And then have some kids so they can do the chores.
As I've been doing the dishes lately, I've been looking at my kid with just a special look on my face that is, oh, your time is going to come, young one. Your time is going to come. Because she's got that. She's too young. She can't. She pushes her dish away and walks right off. I'm like, your time is going to come, young one. And I'm going to walk away with that.
Clear off.
Yep.
Take care of all this.
Dad's going to go play guitar. Have a good one.
It is nice. When all four of us were living at the house, there was a whole routine. John and I would, John does most of the cooking. But the kids cleared off, vacuumed the floor. Washed the tape for the countertops, loaded the dishwasher. It was awesome. Awesome.
How soon is too soon to start that?
I think that by the time she's seven, you can start. But the problem is that sometimes the dishes are too slippery for them. Like they actually, their little hands can't
grasp.
Yeah. So, you know, there is going to be some breakage, but it's worth it.
Oh, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just don't want them to get cut or anything. One time we were renting this house. When our house was getting work done on it. So we're in this house, and the house had exactly four plates, four bowls, four knives, four spoons, you know, the whole thing. So
was this before you moved into the house you're in now?
Yes, this was we lived in this rental for a year.
For a year, yeah, I remember.
So the first couple of weeks that we were there, and I want to say my younger son was in fourth grade.
Oh, my God.
So he was, what is that, nine?
Nine.
So he clears the table off, and he brings the plates over to the sink, and he goes to put them into the sink, and he drops them in and breaks all four plates. Like, that was, and I still remember his face. He looks over at me, and I'm like, well, what? I know you didn't mean to do it. And I guess I got to go try and find these plates somewhere.
Did you?
Well, eventually, we had to replace the plates. I felt kind of bad. We had just started living there. We're going to need some plates.
That's right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, Jack Black probably grinds his teeth.
Oh, and he's ground them down to nubs? That could
be why he's got little tiny child teeth.
Could be.
408 says, the Frasier series ends with him taking a job in San Francisco.
Oh.
Yeah, it does.
That
great.
Would be ideal
would be
for
here.
A reboot.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I'd fallen off. The show had gotten really kooky.
I love
that
show.
And the dad died, right?
The dad died in real life, yes.
Yes, John Maloney.
I think the dog died, too. The the producer, Roz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perry Gilpin.
Uh-huh, Roz Doyle.
I haven't seen hide nor hair of her since that show
ended. Well, she made a fortune.
Yeah, she needs to come back on that show. Like, she was great. I loved that.
Yeah.
5-3-0 says, fast fact, Atlanta International is ranked as the busiest airport in the world. It's true. You can look it up. Oh. And then a bunch of other people, 415. Atlanta, busiest airport in the world. True.
It's
Too Short
hub.
And Keisha Cole from Oakland moved to Atlanta.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's sort of the hub for the hip hop world.
Yeah.
The prices are ridiculous there. Like cheap.
Yeah.
Super cheap. Big land. Tons of land. I mean, if you want that.
Right. You want a big yard to take care of.
Tim the pilot here, Atlanta Hartsfield, busiest airport in America.
Hartsfield.
831. Vin, it does happen. My two teenagers live with me full time. That's from Steve. Yeah, I know it happens, but it is.
When the mom doesn't get the kids, the dad gets
the kids. Yeah. I've always, from what I've read and from what I know, I've always known the city, the judges, they're always trying for however they can to get the child with the mom.
Right.
Yeah.
Primarily, right. Even if they split custody, it feels like that is more unusual for them to just go to the father, and it makes you think, well, what's the mother doing? That's,
right.
Well, when my mom and dad got divorced, my dad got us.
Mm. Oh, right.
So.
Well, all you'd have to do is demonstrate that the other person was just not up to it.
Well, she was sick a lot in and out of the hospital growing up as a kid, so it was best that my dad got me and my brothers.
And you did live with her on and off after that.
Yeah, I lived with her once for 2 years.
Oh.
As
only
a teen
you?
Girl, yes.
Mm. Oh.
That didn't work out.
That was it, the one time.
One time.
Hmm. I didn't realize that.
11th grade, yeah. And I was, a teen girl. So me and her got into it a few times.
Mm.
But she didn't seem to have many rules for you, so I don't understand what the problem was.
Maybe you stole her weed or something.
She
was mad.
I think it was because she wanted to... I was going out with friends and boyfriends and all that, and she wanted to go out too.
Oh, right. That's right. She wanted to party with you all the time.
Yeah, and then my boyfriend at the time would say, I'm dating you, not you and your mom.
Right.
So it was sad.
Mm. So your mom would be like, I want to come.
Uh-huh.
And you had to say, no, mom, I'm going on a date with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Crunch.
Well, that sounds fun.
No.
I'll go.
I felt bad about it.
You didn't feel bad at the time, though, did you?
I did feel bad.
Oh, you did?
But it was from that time on, I was always my boyfriend and my mom. Like, I always had to choose between the two.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it did suck.
That's where you met Washaka, though. Washaka.
Woke up at 2 a.m. startled. Literally dreamed I had taken my arms off and couldn't get them back on. Cracked up when I realized. Thanks, Sarah.
Well, you're welcome. What a fun dream.
What's coming up in the trash?
Scott Capurro's coming up in the trash.
Oh.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.